to Russia now, where cases of COVID-19 are growing. A government task force says more than 177,000 people are infected. That's more than 11,000 new cases in the last 24 hours, a record one-day increase. It's putting tremendous strain on Russia's health workers, and on top of that, an unsettling pattern. Three separate incidents in which healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus fight have mysteriously fallen out of hospital windows. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports.
The first fall took place April 24th in a town just outside Moscow. Dr. Natalia Lebedeva, the head of a local ER unit, reportedly threw herself from her hospital's window after she contracted COVID-19 and authorities accused her of spreading the virus among staff. The hospital labeled her death an unfortunate accident. Next came Krasnoyarsk in Siberia. The local TV news said Yelena Nepomnishnaya, the head of a local veterans hospital, died from injuries sustained after falling from her fifth-floor office. Other media reports said the region's health ministry had been pressuring her to convert part of the facility into a COVID-19 infection ward, despite the hospital lacking appropriate protective equipment. After her fall, the region's health minister, Boris Nemik, insisted to local media that those discussions never took place. And then there's the case of Alexander Shupelov, an ambulance medic in Voronezh, a day's drive from Moscow. This is Shupelov, together with a co-worker in a video they posted online. Wearing light medical masks and speaking outside of their ambulance, the two say they're being forced to continue working by the hospital administration, despite Shupelov having tested positive for COVID-19. And here, Shupelov again, this time alone, in a later video address from the hospital's infection wing, only this time, an apology. He says his original claim about being forced to work, all that wasn't true. I was just being emotional after getting my test results, he says. 5 days later, he was found outside on the ground, still alive, but with a fractured skull. The hospital administration says he was likely smoking by a second-story window. Whether suicide attempts or foul play, the incidents have highlighted a campaign of pressure against health workers, particularly those who speak out. Some have been threatened by job loss, others with prosecution, for raising the alarm about medical staff getting sick with COVID-19 because of a lack of proper gear. But the biggest price has been paid by health workers who've died from the virus. While no official statistics exist, a group of doctors has taken to publishing a list in memory of fallen colleagues. It's currently at 113, and no one doubts that number will grow. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.